Good morning. Thank you, Michael, for those songs. Thanks to the men that have participated in our worship service so far. We hope everything has been done in spirit and in truth and pleasing to God. I'd like to welcome our visitors that we have with us. We're very glad that you took time out of your schedule to come and worship with us. If there's anything we can do for you, if you need a ride or whatever, we would love to be able to assist you. We do have a prayer request I'd like to address before we get into our lesson. It's from Emerald Baskerville, and she is requesting prayers for one of her clients named Crystal. Her nephew was struck and killed by a car recently, and he died from his injuries. She is requesting prayers for her and her family at this time, that they may turn to God during this time of loss and find comfort in Him. I'm hoping Emerald can be a source of that comfort at this time for them. I couldn't imagine anything worse than a loss of a child. But let's go to God in prayer right now. Dear Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that you please forgive us for the things that we do wrong against you and your word. Dear God, we ask that you be with Emerald's friend and client, Krista. Be with her family as they've lost a precious member of that family. We ask that they can find strength and make sense at this time right now of such a sad event. Dear God, we ask that you be with Emerald as she has contact with her, that she may offer some comfort and a way out of this sad situation as a light to them, showing the way to you. Dear God, be with all of us. Continue to be with us as we continue our worship to you, as we open your word and study what you have preserved and want us to see. Dear God, thank you again for all the blessings. We pray everything through your son, Jesus. Amen. A couple of announcements before we get started. Today is the area-wide singing. It starts at 2 o'clock over at Victory Road. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is our gospel meeting with David Phillips. If you are relatively new to the congregation, he is a wonderful, just a down-home Bible preacher. And that's the best compliment I could give somebody, is that he is sound and he makes God's word able to understand. Look forward to seeing you Friday night, and then he'll be conducting another lesson Saturday night, and then he'll be doing Bible class, the Sunday morning lesson, and the Sunday evening lesson next week. There's flyers out on the table if you would like to grab a couple and give to friends or coworkers or whatever. That would be a good way to invite them. Also, for you men that have signed up for the men's training class, the sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board back there. We will have our first session of that on the first Saturday of September. I think it's the 2nd. It's in the bulletin. We'll keep reminding you, but we'll meet here at the building that Saturday at 9 o'clock, and we'll start that training class. Kids, this one was for you. I told you last week to make sure you're here, and you're here. We've got a lot of spots up front. I don't know if parents would want the kids to do this, but if we've got some spots, if you would want the kids to come up here and sit, because this sermon is for the kids. okay? This sermon is for the kids. If you want to come up front and sit, we've got plenty of spots, and this is for you. Tomorrow, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, school starts tomorrow. Let's have a collective, okay? School starts tomorrow. We've got an opportunity for a brand new start. But you know what? There might be a couple of things that you parents might be able to pick up on this. So parents, you want to send my, see Lexi right there? Okay. Come on, girls, we got a spot right here just for you. We got more kids than to shake a stick at. I'm gonna wait for us to come. They just keep coming. Guys, we got some seats over there next to Chase and Calvin. All right. You wanna sit over there? Perfect. I am so glad, because I told you that this lesson was for you guys last week, and I'm glad that you guys came, and I'm glad you brought your parents with you. But this lesson is for you. School starts tomorrow, and we've got a brand new opportunity for a new start. But you know, parents, this is kind of for you too, because, you know, we've got some people in here that have just started new jobs, right, Ramon? That have started new jobs. I don't see Brandon starting a new season. We got people that might be into a new home, new neighbors, new grocery store next to their house. Who knows? New start. But kids, one of the things that I want you to know with this new school year is you can change, okay? You don't always have to stay the way you used to be. Parents, you listen to this too. If you used to get in trouble at school, if you're one of those, the teachers always had to do one of these things, you don't have to continue being like that. You can change. If you used to struggle with math, I hated math. Hated math. I loved history. I loved PE. I really did good at lunch. I was really good with lunch. But if you struggle with math last year, you know what? You can try a little harder and do good this year. If you're one of those that always forgot to do your homework, you don't always have to do that. You don't always have to do that. You can change. Now, adults use a word called repent. Okay? All it means is change. You can change. It's not being just sorry if you were bad in class and saying, teacher, I'm sorry. It's changing. Us big guys, we use the word repent. But kind of like the picture says up there, a U-turn. You stop and you can start going the other way. You change your life. You change doing what you used to do. Jesus said, and keep in mind, repent is to change. Jesus says, unless you repent, unless you change, you will all likewise perish. You've got to change. You just can't be sorry for what you did wrong. Adults, you got to change. The Apostle Paul put this in real time. He explained in 1 Corinthians 6, and kids, what he's saying Paul is saying that you used to be a real bad group of people. That you used to, he had a whole list of things that they did bad. And it says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. He's listing a whole bunch of bad things that people did. And Paul goes on to say, and he says, and such were some of you. You used to be like that. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You used to be dirty, but you cleaned up. You changed. We cannot get clean unless we change, unless we repent. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. You guys like the Transformers. You watch the movies, you got the comic books and all that stuff, how a machine will transform and move and turn into something else. That's what Paul is telling us Christians to do. He says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be like everybody else, but be transformed. Change yourself by the renewing of your mind. Have a different attitude that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Another thing you need to do with this new start of a new school year is choose good friends. It helps you be a better person. The people that you will hang around at school will help you be better if they're good. You don't want to choose bad friends. And it contributes to your reputation. If you're hanging around a whole bunch of bad kids, people look at you and assume you're like them. So if on the playground, all you're doing is hanging around the bad kids, what do you think people are going to be thinking of you? You're one of the bad kids. Parents, the only people you're hanging around are the sketchy, shady people. People observing that are going to be thinking the same thing. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Good friends make each other better people. So choose good friends. Proverbs also says the righteous should choose his friends carefully. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. A bad friend could sometimes make you do bad things. Could be a bad influence for you. Also in Proverbs says, he who walks with wise men will be wise. But the companion of fools will be destroyed. You don't want to follow bad friends because they're going to take you places and make you do things that you shouldn't do. 1 Corinthians, Paul makes the comment, he says, do not be deceived. Don't let anybody fool you. Evil company corrupts good habits. Corrupts good habits. Don't hang around bad people. Choose your friends carefully. You have the opportunity, a new start, to be a good influence on people, for you to let your light shine. Don't use bad language. If you use bad language on the playground or in school, that's not a good influence. You might influence somebody else to use that bad language. You want to be polite. You want to pay attention in class. You don't want to be doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing. You want to mind the teacher. We want to mind the boss. We want to mind the policeman, whoever. Another way you can be a good influence is invite your friends to church. Kids, I am a result of that. When I was in school, a good friend of mine invited me to church. I didn't go to church. And that's how I became a Christian. A friend, all he did was invite me. Do you guys have friends at school? How about inviting them to come to church with you? This was the scripture reading that Jeff read earlier this morning, taken from Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. And this verse here, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You have an opportunity with this start of a new school year to let your light shine. Every day is that new start for us. We're at the beginning of a brand new week. We can let our light shine. To others that may not, we may be the closest thing to God or the Bible that they ever see. Going to have a lot of activities at school. Kids, sit still. Sit still, okay? Be a good influence for others. Because if you start moving around, Miss Carolyn or Stacy might be moving around. Be a good example for Stacy, okay? When you go to school, there's going to be all sorts of clubs and sports and activities and stuff. At school, you might want to join the basketball team or the soccer team or something like that, or the art club. You might want to get involved in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. There's going to be family events that you want to go on. Don't let those activities interfere with coming to church. Nothing wrong with Boy Scouts. Nothing wrong with art club. Nothing wrong with being on the soccer team. But don't let that interfere with church. We gotta ask ourselves, what's more important? Is the soccer team more important? Or is God more important? And that's what it boils down to. We can't let anything come between us coming to church. And if your parents want to sleep in, don't let them. Keep shaking them, saying, Mom, we got to go to church. Dad, wake up. If they don't want to come, don't let them sleep in. Got that, kids? I'll see you next Sunday. Hebrews 10:24 and 25, the scripture says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Let us look at each other on how we can be better, how we can encourage each other. And then it goes on to say, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Don't not come to church. And then it says, as is the manner of some, saying some people actually don't come to church. Don't be like them. But exhort one another, encourage one another. Matthew 16, verse 26, Jesus asks a question. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? That's something that we have to ask ourselves every day. What are we willing to give up for our soul? And like the picture says there, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. What's going to get cut out? Is God going to get cut out? Or are some of those other things going to be cut out? And the last thing we're going to look at is you don't have to be the best. You might be the best speller in class. You might be the best soccer player at your school. But you don't have to be the best. But always do your best. Be the best that you can be. The best you. Be the best. Try your best. Whether it's grades, whether it's going to school. I don't know if you know, I'm a school teacher. There's a direct correlation. The kids that show up all the time get the better grades. I wonder what it does with the people at church if there's a connection. If you're always at church, you're probably going to be a stronger Christian. Mind the teacher. And being polite. You know what? You don't have to be the best soccer player to be polite. You don't have to be the best in math to be polite. Always do your best. The best you can do. We're going to end up with this scripture here. This is the Apostle Paul. He wrote this. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever it is, if you're gonna play basketball, give it your all and give God the credit. If you're going to be a Christian, be the best Christian you can be and give God the credit. That's the lesson. This was for you guys. I'm so glad you came. Because I told you last week, this was for you to come. Hope parents, hope you got a little something out of it too. Sweetie, ask me your question right after, okay? And I saw your hand, and I'll answer it in just a minute, okay? Promise. Thank you for being polite and raising your hand. If we can be of service to you, kids, do good. School starts tomorrow. Be on time. Be polite. Do your best. And let your light shine. Parents, you're on your own. You let your light shine too. As you go about, when you're going to work and the person cuts you off, let your light shine. We're at a new start. We've got a new week. Let's do those things for us also. If you need to respond to the invitation, through baptism, through. If you're looking for a church home, just a couple of weeks, the Gwinnett family decided to identify with us. We welcome you. Jeff was already put to work reading scripture today. We appreciate that. If there's anything we can do for you, please come forward while Michael leads us in the invitation song, and we'll address your needs. Let's stand and sing.